Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you've joined me, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been fantastic on these issues, especially dealing with Fauci and COVID-19, exposes the globalist plan to destroy your freedom. That's for sure. You know, some people will wonder, I've been conservative my whole life. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been part of the Democrat Party for most of his life. How do we come together? Because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. loves America. That's why he's able to do this. He doesn't want to see America be destroyed. And any Democrat that doesn't want to see America destroyed, well, they'll side with us on what's going on with these vaccine mandates and COVID-19 and the globalist agenda. They'll side with us because this isn't a Republican-Democrat issue, really. This is elitist Republicans and elitist Democrats wanting to keep their government power in America, that's for sure. They want to keep their government power where they can just keep printing money, making their family members rich, and getting kickbacks from all the money. You know why they like passing trillion-dollar deal? Because then they can throw the money all out there. Their family members get it because they throw it to companies that their family members work at. It all comes back to them. That's how they get rich. That's how they become multimillionaires. They had to figure out a way, and they've been doing it my whole life. Look at all this millions and millions of dollars that pass through our hands. We control the purse, and it passes through our hands. How do we get our hands on it? And they've been getting their hands on it over and over again. Don't you see how excited they are every time they pass like $1 trillion? They're not excited for you. They give you peanuts. Even if it's thousands of dollars, they're getting millions. So they're like, they're happy with getting that. We get multi-millions. That's what they do. And that's why they want to constantly, forevermore, they're greedy and they can never be satisfied. No matter if they have $10 million, they want 20. If they have 20, they want 100. If they have 100, they want a billion. They're never going to be satisfied, and they're stealing your money is what they're really doing. But pretending that they're giving you programs and helping you out, but do you really need the government? Have you ever really needed the government? They're making it so that you have to rely on the government. That's what they're hoping, and they keep pushing it down in society where everyone will be dependent on the government. That's their dream. That is their dream. Anyways, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was so fantastic. One of his points he made, and I have to bring it to you, is that the vaccine passports change your freedom to privilege. Let me repeat that because it's 100% true. This is how evil vaccine passports are. And it shouldn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. If you live in America and you love the Constitution and you love freedom, well, the vaccine passport destroys all freedom. It's really unconstitutional, as we've been saying forever, because it does. It changes whatever freedoms you have to a privilege. Your freedom is no longer a right. It is something you have to earn by obeying tyrants. That's what the vaccine passport does. It takes any freedom you have away. Go to school. Nope. Vaccine passport takes your freedom away. You can't unless you obey a tyrant. Go to a sporting event. You can't. Go to work. You can't unless you obey the tyrants. You see how evil these people are. Robert F. Kennedy knows they're evil. Robert F. Kennedy has grown up rubbing elbows with these people. He knows more about these globalists and their evil intentions than most people on the planet. So when he talks, you should listen. Just a reminder, he does have a medical condition where his vocal cords vibrate and he can't control it when he talks. So don't let that distract you, because what he says is fantastic information and brilliant stuff. So I want you to hear from this first clip that I'm going to play you. This is from Doctors for COVID Ethics. He's talking with Catherine Austin Fitz. The Doctors for COVID Ethics have put out plenty of great videos, and she's talking with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and they get into kind of what I was already talking about. Well, take a listen yourself.
The real danger of vaccine passports that people don't understand is we live in a country, and the Europeans, you know, formerly lived in countries where you can pretty much do what you want. You know, these governments are not perfect. Our constitutional rights are not perfect. There's always a case for abuse. Government and industry have more power than we should be giving them, but it was pretty good anyway. You could go to the bowling alley, a sports game. You could get on an airplane and fly anywhere you wanted without being, you know, tracked or traced or any of these things. And you had a lot of freedom in your lives. And but once you get that passport, those freedoms are no longer freedoms, they're privileges.
Right.
And they're privileges that are contingent upon your obedience to a ultimately limitless inventory of diktats.
Right.
Many of them from unelected authorities, like 50-year bureaucrat like Tony Fauci, who, you know, without any public hearing, say everybody put on masks, everybody social distance. And the significance that these are not being administered by the public health agencies. One is there is no public health justification of these passports. We know that the vaccines do not prevent transmission. They cannot end a pandemic, therefore. And so there's really not a public health rationale. It is a control device. And it's a control.
Hold on, let me pause it there. He says it's a control device, and it 100% is. Folks, they're forcing little kids who were not even at risk at COVID-19 to get vaccinated. And the vaccine is much more dangerous to a child than COVID-19 ever will be, which is against all medical practice. Doctors swear to do no harm. If a doctor is injecting a child with a COVID-19 vaccine, you are violating your oath, because you know for a fact that there are way more risks and side effects from the vaccine than any risk of that child dying from COVID-19. So you are actually doing much more harm to the child than good automatically. And you don't even know what the long-term effects are, and you know it's an experimental vaccine, and you are willingly experimenting on a child. It is pure evil. That, no one can say I'm wrong on this. It is a fact. It's really a fact for even healthy adults. Healthy adults have a 99.9-something survival rate. Folks, 70-year-olds have a, I believe, 97% survival rate of COVID. Remember, a lot of that skewed because the 70-year-olds die with COVID, not necessarily of COVID, because they usually have some sort of other morbidity, some sort of something else is wrong with them. And then even with them doing that, you go up from above 70-year-olds, go up to the 80s, all the way to 100-year-olds, and it's still a 94% or 94% survival rate. And factor in how many of that 6%, 6 or 7% that die, were already on the path of dying when you're talking about that age group. So clearly, COVID-19 is not a danger, but the vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine than all other vaccines combined, and that's a fact too. So this experimental vaccine, if it wasn't under emergency experimental use, would have been pulled a long time ago under a society or a government that actually cared about its citizens. That's a fact. The only reason why it's not pulled back is because your own government cares less about you and thinks you're cattle and is experimenting on you on purpose. It's that evil. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to explain really the agenda behind all of this and what the globalists really want. And it's pretty obvious, but I want you to hear from him, because it's great to have someone who is a Democrat, and I have been a lifelong conservative, and we come together because this is the truth, or else we wouldn't be coming together. Look, the Democrat Party, in and of itself, is for globalism and moving America away from what it was founded on. They admit this. They've always said they wanted to move socialism, be like Europe, and become part of a global European government of some sort. They are open about this, so I don't even know why Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other than because of his dad, even belongs to the Democrat Party, because he clearly does not want that. And that's the opposite of what the Democrat Party wants in America. They want to end America. That's why they're for open borders. They want to end its sovereignty. They don't want it to be a sovereign nation. They want it to be a borderless nation in with a global government. They are open about that. Their policies scream it. Folks, they're trying to destroy our energy so we can't be independent, to force us into this. Understand, Joe Biden isn't incompetent. I hate when they say that. He is extremely competent for the agenda of destroying America. He is extremely competent at having communism overtake America. He's extremely competent at shredding every constitutional right that you have. He's extremely competent. He's not doing these things by accident. If he was wanting what was best for America, and then he's doing all these things, you'd say, oh my gosh, this guy's the biggest idiot who ever lived. No. That would mean all of the people around him, because we all know he's just following whatever other people around him say. So you'd have to be saying all his advisors are just as incompetent as him. No, they're doing this on purpose. You think all these advisors don't know that when they're shutting down energy and our independence of energy, they don't know it's going to rise up our costs? They don't know that spending more money is going to cause inflation? They don't know that by doing vaccine mandates and making people quit their jobs, it's going to destroy the workforce? They don't know this. They know it. That's why they're doing it. I get so angry that some people can't wake up to this. I don't know how it's possible, especially when Democrats, you have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. telling you. So don't believe me. Believe him. Listen.
All advice that is going to be linked to currency and to your checkbook, your savings account, your capacity to.
Now, I believe they're going to use it to take all of our assets. I really do.
That's possible. I try not to predict what's going to happen that I don't know about. Here's what you can predict. I mean, we know they now have programmable currency.
Right.
What that means is that when we move the digitalized currency, which you've been warning about for years, they're going to be able, the government will then make, it makes every transaction they can make visible to government.
Right.
Portable, and it makes every transaction visible to these financial houses. The government can tax them. The financial houses can figure out ways to make money. Fiction. You know, you buy a porn magazine, a bottle of beer, whatever it is that you're buying, they're going to know about it.
Right.
And but it also allows them to stop you from spending money on things they don't want you to stop money on. So you can program your currency, for example. Let's say you violate a social distancing rule, and they know that because they know your location 24 hours a day from your cell phone, etc. You violate that, and from facial recognition place, you violate that rule, or you refuse a vaccine or whatever, now they can say, until you comply or in punishment, you are under house arrest, and you can only leave your house to buy at local grocery stores. And they can make it so your money does not work anyplace other than a grocery store within a mile of your house. They can make it so you can't travel from Los Angeles, you know, from Brentwood to Burbank. You can't get gasoline. You can't, so they can control you with no due process. They can simply control you. And all of these rights that we assume we have now become privileges that are contingent upon your obedience with their diktats. And they, you know, with your social credit scores and all the things that they can now look at are going to be slowly added. So here's the thing that I would say the ultimate punchline is that we were told this was going to only be 2 weeks. we know it's going to last forever. There is no rule, there's no power in history that governments have accumulated and given back freely.
That is such a great point. The government, when it takes a power and gives itself power, it never freely gives it back. Never. I made that point when this all first happened. And like I said before, how do Democrats not wake up to this when you have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? You know what, Democrats, you better wake up to this. The left used to love Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But as soon as he didn't obey, do you see that? He's already a victim. He knows this for sure, because as soon as he doesn't obey them, as soon as he thinks freely and doesn't spew talking points he's told he has to say through political correctness, if he's politically incorrect, immediately he's an enemy. It doesn't matter who his dad is, doesn't matter who his family is, doesn't matter his status or what it was. So it's telling you, Democrats, you could be Bill Gates and think, oh, I've got enough money. If Bill Gates doesn't obey and doesn't do exactly what the Democrat Party wants, he will be destroyed and or ousted and said that he's an evil, awful, horrible man. But if he does exactly what they want, he is a hero. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is showing you, by their hatred of him when they used to like him, but now they hate him, shows you're only liked by other Democrats. If you are a Democrat, you're only liked because you obey and you are a slave. I can prove it. Go to your Democrat friends and openly say that getting a vaccine is ridiculous, it's dangerous, it doesn't do anything, it's experimental, it has no effectiveness, you know that, against COVID. They admit it. It doesn't prevent you from getting sick. There's no point in getting the jab. Go do that to your Democrat friends. Soon as you walk off the line, that's politically incorrect to all Democrats. You're not allowed to say that. So try it and see how they react. Now go to someone who's an independent or anyone else who's not labeled a Democrat. Anyone else. I don't care what their party affiliation is. Say the same thing to them. They might be someone who believes in the vaccine. Remember, there are Republicans that get the vaccine and stuff. But I will tell you this. Here's the difference. They won't treat you like a slave. They will respect your opinion. They might try to argue with you if they disagree with you. But it will be totally different. It won't be you are the scum of the earth. You must be destroyed. So as you cheer on because you think your political enemies, let's say Trump Nation, is being targeted by these radical, wacko, Biden administration, evil communists, understand they will come for you. They will come for you as soon as you don't obey. As soon as you say, oh, no, I want to do this, and the Democrat Party's telling me I can't unless I do, and I don't want to get, let's say, in the future, some future vaccine, or you have to get a vaccine every 3 months, or every 6 months. You got to get a booster, and they'd say, we're demanding it. And you say, I'm not going to do that. All of a sudden, no matter how much you've obeyed in the past, all of a sudden, you will be ousted. They will try to destroy you. You see, the globalists, they think of it this way. If you simply just obey, we won't destroy you. And they blame you. They justify it by blaming you. So like for me, if they could destroy me, which they would love to do, they would justify it by saying it's his fault he didn't obey. You know what that's like? That's like the slave owners in the South beating a black slave and saying it's this black slave's fault for not obeying. He tried to escape and have freedom. He tried to leave the plantation. He's making me whip him. He's making me beat him. He's making me beat his children in front of him to punish him. It's his fault because he doesn't want to be a slave. How dare he not? What if he would just be a good slave and obey everything I say? Then I wouldn't beat him. And it's true. The slave owner wouldn't beat you if you obey everything that they say. Is that not true? You see, Democrats, the Democrat Party has treated you that way your whole life. If you don't obey political correct talk, they will beat you. Not physically, but verbally they will. They will beat you down, but they will try to destroy you in a workplace. They'll try to destroy your job. They will try to oust you. If you're not politically correct, they will try to destroy your career. You are a slave to the Democrat Party when you do what they say. You're not free. You've never lived free. If you have lived as a Democrat, do you know that you've never lived free? And I'm not joking. You have no, that's why we're so different, conservatives and Democrats, is because conservatives know what they're losing. Because conservatives know what freedom is, not to be able to speak. We know what the First Amendment is, to speak out against the government, even though they don't like what we're saying, but we still have the freedom to say what we want, even if it's politically incorrect. Democrats haven't known what that's like their whole life. They have to be politically correct. They've never had a First Amendment right. Never. Try to be, say something that is extremely politically correct. Say something that you know the left will go crazy over. Something about transgenderism that the left doesn't like. Go put it on your Twitter and see what happens. See if you're free. See if you're free. I could do that if I wanted to. I can say anything I want on issues of homosexuality. I can speak freely because I'm not part of the Democrat Party. They already hate me. So I'm already free from them. I hope you have woken up. But folks, we are at a war. And I did talk about Democrat and Republican a lot because Democrats should be able to come over and understand this isn't about truly Democrat and Republican. There are Republicans that want us to be enslaved to what they want on Capitol Hill, like Mitch McConnell. Did you see Dick Cheney get embraced by the Democrats? I thought Dick Cheney was hated by the Democrats. How come Nancy Pelosi loved on him when he showed up just recently on the House floor? Why did all the Democrats come over and love him? Because Dick Cheney is a globalist. He's an elitist. Dick Cheney doesn't care about you. It's the government elite versus you. And if you obey and if you comply to what they are telling you to do, instead of saying, shove it, take your vaccine passport and shove it. If you don't do that, you will be a slave forevermore. And you can watch other people get persecuted for doing that. But guess what? We live happier under that persecution than you ever will. We live more free than you have ever experienced in your life. You look at it and you're scared. You're thinking, oh, they're getting persecuted. Do I look scared? They've been persecuting me my whole life. They have. That's not a joke. My whole life I've been persecuted by the left. And I have lived happier and freer than any of them. You know how you can get the biggest freedom? Know this. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level, and I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the Intelligence Agency Bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.